This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you missed it, America only has one political party. And I remember years ago people telling me that, and I naively was like, oh, you gotta be kidding, these Democrats are this, that, and the other. And of course, I stick by that. The Democrats are nuttier than squirrel turds. No doubt about it. But the Republicans are really no different. They go at it differently, but the goal remains the same. And that goal is to dethrone the people and put the power in the hands of a very small number of unelected bureaucrats who control the controllable bureaucrats. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, Democrats and Republicans have cleverly made people believe that we have two parties. And then, of course, there's the independents. And they're like, oh, well, we're out there being all neutral and stuff. You don't have a party. All an independent is somebody who makes a decision of, and here are the choices, do I vote Democrat, do I vote Republican, or do I pretty much not participate? And you can give me, oh, well, Bernie Sanders, this is Bernie Sanders, he's running up in wherever he's from, Bernie. No, Bernie's not an independent. Bernie is a democratic socialist. If you vote for Bernie, you're a Democrat. He's not independent. If you vote for Kyrsten Sinema, she left the Democratic Party in Arizona to become an independent. If you vote for her, you're probably a Democrat. We don't have a true conservative in Arizona, not in the Senate. So those are your choices. Now let's just go back to the two parties. The two parties are organized. They got it all together, and they make us believe that it's all good. And here's what you'll notice. Notice this. Generally speaking, if the Republicans have a president, the Democrats will control the House. The Republicans might have the Senate, but the Democrats will control the House. And if the Democrats have a president, then the Republicans will control the House. And the Senate varies. If the Republicans and the Democrats both control, like they have the presidency and they control the House and the Senate, here's what you'll figure out. Not much gets done. Barack Obama had the House and the Senate his first 2 years in office. He was going to pass massive, crazy leftist policies that didn't happen. He passed Obamacare. That's all he got. Now, you got to ask yourself this. How can you have, and it's happened before, look at it, don't trust me. Ask yourself, what is the plank of the party that you're supporting? And when they have control of both the House and the Senate, why does nothing get accomplished? And it's either side. I'll tell you something else. I believe they get in a room and they go, well, we certainly don't want Donald Trump for a second term. What are we going to do? And then some unelected bureaucrats, big money guys go, look, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to cheat. We're going to get Dominion voting machines. We're going to do all this stuff. We're going to make sure that guy can never be president. And then we'll figure it out from there. Now, what did they do this last time? They allowed us to flip the House. I'm actually surprised they did. We barely won it. We were supposed to have a red wave. I'm convinced there's nothing in the world that will make me believe differently than what I'm about to tell you. We had a red wave. We were whooping their butts. Who could want two more years of Joe Biden or his policies? Name me anything that the left was doing that would mean that their people got elected, and what everybody was brewing up is the red wave. And what the Democrats did, they let us believe, oh, let them think it. You got to give them something. So they did. And what did they get? They made us believe we're going to have a red wave. We didn't. But what was our consolation prize? We got the House. So now we got the House. We know Joe Biden's guilty. We know he's the big guy. We know Hunter Biden is guilty of sin on the gun charge, prostitution, interstate trafficking of minors, and a host of other things, tax evasion, violation of all kinds of banking laws, etc. IRS should be put him in prison years ago, and nothing's happened. The only explanation is nothing is really real. Think about it. Democrats and Republicans are clever. There's leftists and there's leftist light. And the real deal is there's only one. Because leftist light is leading to leftism. Don't believe me. Look at every institution and tell me where it's gone. The church, gone left. Education, gone left. Military, gone left. Capitalism, gone left. You could use woke. Put the word woke in there. Every single thing that you hold near and dear has lost ground. Your children aren't your own. Teachers don't care what you think. They will take your child, give them a sex change operation, educate them into a bunch of nonsense, make them believe they are the scourge of the earth, and you can do nothing about it. And in 2020, that uniparty panic, the people who chose the man in 2016, who they thought was going to get his butt kicked, and he whooped Hillary Clinton's big old white buttocks, dragged her around the stage, just absolutely destroyed her. And he would do that same thing to any Democrat in 2020. And the reason's simple. Trump performed like a rock star. And that performance caught the Uniparty by surprise. Because they thought, this pompous, big, you know, full of wind guy, he isn't going to be able to do anything, and we will be on his back the entire time. We're going to embroil him in controversy. We're going to keep him in court. We're not going to let him breathe. And you know what Trump did, man? He carried those suckers like Larry Zonka of the championship Miami Dolphins, man. He just ran over people. He was Earl Campbell. He was Bo Jackson. Hitting what's-his-face into the end zone, Brian Bosworth. He was all that and a bag of chips. And so much was at stake for the Uniparty in Trump's second term, they had to get rid of him. And particularly after all the Uniparty did to try to get him, they knew this guy's going to have a vendetta. They gave new meaning to trumped-up charges. Because, man, they trumped up stuff that makes you scratch your head. And he's still going through it because guess what? They're just as scared now. And that's what I want to talk about. Then we're going to talk about Joe Biden and a little bit more about Israel, but I'm going to try to give that a rest. Keep here. I'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And look, nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting. If you don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed. Yeah, we talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the Southern Hemisphere had access to changes, had access. It wasn't confrontational at all.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the Callan press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Could you make any sense of that? If not, don't feel bad. That was Joe Biden rambling. And he even said, I'm going to go to bed. And then when he comes back, we talked about stability. We talked about third world. And it's no reference. I mean, you're trying to keep up, right? You're going, well, okay, I'm trying to hang in there with you, brother. Can't keep up with any of it. And this is the guy that they put into office in the big cheat. This is the one that they tell you got 81 million votes that was so popular. How could Trump possibly think he could beat him? People were rejecting Trump, soundly rejecting him, the same thing they tell you now. Because that's what the Uniparty wants you to believe. But they're struggling. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They're struggling. Mightily. And they don't have a guy they can rely on now. Their strategy against Trump backfired. Mightily. It was so ridiculous. What did they think it was going to do? The guy left the country in great shape, sans COVID. If you get rid of COVID, Trump is a rock star. You've heard me say it. I don't care. It could be anybody. Insert the person's name there. I would be saying identically the same thing. I'm not a Trump homer, but I'm a realist. And what they've noticed is because they targeted Trump in such a ridiculous manner, actually using the things that Joe Biden did to try to impeach him, Russian collusion. Who did that? Who worked with the Russians? Who worked with the Chinese? Who worked with the Romanians? Who worked with the Ukrainians? We don't know a fraction of the depth of what's going on with Joe Biden. And you know what we got to deal with now? Israel getting terrorized. Don't think they're going to back away and, oh, well, you know, what they're going to do is, well, now we see how when the United States isn't doing anything, we've got to help Ukraine because there's been a terror attack in Israel. Let's not go to the source. Let's not solve the problem at the Iranian level, which, by the way, if you heard this show before, and you have, Trump did it. Trump had every one of those countries on notice, on tilt. You're not getting money till we know what you're going to use it for. You're not getting armaments. We're not entering your wars. In fact, we're exiting wars. We're not going to protect you. If you're a member of NATO, they're going to pay their bills first. I could go on. All good policy. There is nothing about any of that as an American you could disagree with. Closing down our borders. Stop sex trafficking and drugs from coming into America. Did he do it? Close enough. Look at it now. So he accomplished that. Peace in the Middle East. Uniting the two Koreas. Bringing stability to America, making us feel good, raising our credit rating from when Obama had it. It's back down now. You know that, right? We are third world status. We steal elections, and our economy's in the tank. We're third world status. Anyway, I'm not going to get dejected. I believe something. I believe in my heart of heart that the Uniparty, who wanted to pretend that Biden was popular, that he could get 81 million votes, a strategy that was unbelievable then. But if you think it was unbelievable then, I got a question for you. What do you think about it now? These people are dejected. Their voters are dejected. It's stupid to even think that Joe Biden could get 81 million votes. Joe Biden can't get 50 million votes, which is about what he got the first time. Nobody now. They didn't believe it then, but they know it now. He cannot win. And that's got the Uniparty in a they're frazzled because they were trying to shoo in DeSantis. They need to get him in there. But they can't do it. People love Donald Trump. And let me tell you, the most open secret in the Beltway is Joe Biden can't win. But you want to know what else they know? A Democrat can't win. They want to pick the next successor to Biden. They know it because of the Uniparty. Has to be a Republican this time, but they need one who's going to let them do what they do. And for the ones like Gavin Newsom who pretend to worship at the altar of Captain Demento, well, they're going to feel the wrath as well. And Democrat is not electable. It's hard to believe, but Democrats are not even electable in their own cities. If a Republican, if the Republicans mounted any type of an offense in the cities, they dominate. If the elections were fair, they would dominate. Nobody believes Biden can win. And so when you can't fake it, you've got a real problem. They can't cheat again, because if they cheated again, they got to cheat in numbers that, again, once the Republicans have picked their candidate, and I'm 99% sure it'll be Donald Trump, which is why they want him in jail. And I think many of us would know this to be true. If Trump were to get out right now, all the cases against him would drop. The Uniparty hates what's happened. And what's happened is, it's the Republicans' turn. They did what they were supposed to do. They got rid of Trump in one term. And then they were going to shoehorn in another candidate, DeSantis or somebody else. If it isn't DeSantis, they'll try to bring in Youngkin, or they'll try to bring in Nikki Haley. They'll try to find somebody that suits the bill. Won't matter. They're going to cheat him in anyway. But they got to get past the primary. And it's a lot tougher to cheat in the primary. So what do they want to do? Get Trump off the ballots. Get him off the ballots. We got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden and his racism that is pervasive in his cabinet, in his administration. And I'm going to tie it back to how it's impacting America and the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. He will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has declared that every member of Hamas will be destroyed. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 24. That's according to the White House. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social media post. One winning ticket was sold in the enormous Powerball jackpot worth over $1.7 billion in Fraser Park, California. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned in the first hour about Biden, and he and Obama have just absolutely destroyed America, and it has nothing to do with Muslims in the sense of, you know, the people that just want to practice their religion. They grew up with it. They're not terrorists. It has to do with the type of Muslims. And what Biden and Barack Obama did is they take the most radical people. Look at this guy, Sam Brenton, or whatever his name is, this freak show that was over our nuclear policy. The bag thief. Look at this cabinet. And when he was introducing his cabinet to the public, here's what Biden declared. This is the first time in American history that the cabinet looks like America. Now, I don't know about you, but that cabinet looks like a circus freak show. That's not what America looks like. It's one thing for you to say, I condone, you know, I live and let live. It's another when you say, I'm going to put people in place because let me put it to you this way. If you're leading with your sexuality, if you're leading with your feminism or your ethnicity or your race or whatever, you're not fit to lead. Good people that want to do stuff for the country aren't doing it based on, well, I want to be the first black, I want to be this or that. You do it because you feel qualified. Joe Biden doesn't care about qualifications. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. It's very disheartening when you think about these guys and what they're doing and the reasons behind it. Again, diversity, inclusion, and equity. So, do we include radical ideologies? We have members of Congress who have never sworn on a Bible. They swore on a Quran. We have members of Congress. We have people in the judiciary who do not believe that the Constitution is a document that guides us. Can you imagine that? There are people that have come to this country, they believe Sharia law is better than our law. It transcends our law. They don't have to pay attention to our laws. This is who Barack Obama and Joe Biden have brought into the country. His actual appointments, not the gender, the skin color, ethnic origins of a Biden team. It may look like America, but it is not the way America perceives itself or the way we think about ourselves. They don't represent the voice of America. And in fact, they're quite the opposite. Barack Obama intentionally chose people that he knew would test our sensibilities. He did it himself. He tested our Constitution. Look, his mother was from here. I get it. There are some purists out there going, Kevin, you know, so what? His daddy was... Well, I don't care. What I'm telling you is he tested it just in that way. And a lot of people are still upset about that. We don't have his real birth certificate. He tested our education system. He cheated, called himself a foreign national so he could get, I don't know, lesser tuition cost. He would seem more exotic. Who knew? But he did it, so he cheated with that. He cheated when he got elected to the Senate. He fudged he got somebody kicked out on fake voter records that he's the one who was supposed to have been doing it. He was the one signing people up. He did that. He cheated and jumped ahead of the line when he decided to run for president after telling people, I'm not qualified. But why is that going to stop him? Then when he got in there, he used his namesake so he could get all the Muslim Brotherhood in there. He reformed America. I mean, not at our core, but on the surface, he reformed America. He brought racial strife that was from the 1860s and the 1960s to the forefront. This is his legacy, having people hate each other. Now look at Joe Biden, his VP choice, Kamala Harris. She can't stand America. Guy writes this, at a February 2019 presidential campaign stop, she said Columbus Day should be replaced with Indigenous Peoples Day because we are at the scene of a crime when it comes to what we did with slavery and Jim Crow and institutionalized racism in this country. Now, this is a woman that won't admit to anybody that the American Indian held slaves, other slaves as Indians, and even black slaves. But she calls this country the scene of a crime. Joe Biden's VP. Now, he didn't select her. He didn't really want her, but he got her. He could have said no. He could have asked for somebody else. How do you think Biden and the Democrats look at America? Have you heard people talk about America? The colonialization, the imperialism, rape culture, toxic masculinity, you know, warring, etc. And I'm not going to disagree that we came over here. It was a new land. We left somewhere else. And the people were like, well, we're going to fight for our land. And we were like, well, there seems to be a lot of it. Can we negotiate? Nope. Okay, well, if that's the case, may the best man win. And guess what had been happening before we got here? Exactly the same thing. Ask the Comanches what they were doing. Ask the Apaches. These people got reputations as brutal Indian tribes. Look at the Seminoles. We never conquered them in Florida. We had to make a treaty. They fought. We fought. And may the best man win. If you can't settle it, that's what happens. Sometimes, as we say in the street, you're going to go to blows. What America did with the slave system it inherited from the British, he writes, was ended. We wrote it out of the Constitution. We talk about this all the time. Article 1, Section 9. There will be no more importation of slaves. And we fought a civil war because the Democrats wanted to make the slaves, the children of slaves, slaves and perpetuate slavery. Everything we did was to get rid of this heinous, this absolutely inhumane act. All men created equal in our Constitution, given the right to liberty. And we conquered it. But not to the satisfaction of the left, because as I mentioned before in the first hour, get this in your head. You are never going to get a leftist to look for peace. They love chaos. That is what they thrive on. Anyway, within 20 years of establishment of this country, slavery was abolished in all the northern states. As for the original sin of enslaving Africans brought to the country, he writes that properly is the achievement of the Africans themselves who then sold their brothers and sisters to European slave auctions in Ghana and Benin. Yeah, the left conveniently leaves that out. He writes, all forms of institutional and systematic racism, including Jim Crow, were outlawed by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Let me expound on that. Holy Mother of Everett Dirksen, he's the one who's a Republican who wrote it. That and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. But Biden said systematic racism is built in every aspect of our system. It's a lie. The only systematic racism that we have today is leftist systematic racism. The 14th Amendment and the 1964 Civil Rights Act outlawed any systematic racism. Go find it. You can find systematic victimism, but you can't find systematic racism unless it's leftism. So, who's suing over? Have you looked at the number of lawsuits over race there are in this country or gender? Go show me. Let me tell you, if there's systematic racism, boy, I hope somebody puts it on me because I want to get in that lawsuit train. These people lie. They are the racists. 220 cities were attacked by Black Lives Matter. These were mobs. And you know what Kamala Harris called them? A coalition of conscience. Supported the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which made bail payments on behalf of these terrorists. And she claimed that the life of a black person in America has never been treated fully human. Really? Yep. Chinese communist propagandists, this guy writes, couldn't have framed this malicious indictment better. But not surprising, Harris has been praised, has praised racial arsonist and anti-Semite Al Sharpton as a friend who has spent his life fighting for what's right. This is a guy that, he is an anti-Semite. He's a racist against white people, and he is a cancer to America. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris embraced this clown, and so did Barack Obama. Barack Obama put Al Sharpton on a map. So who did Joe Biden pick? Because of race, you know, I mean, the freak show we was talking about earlier, Assistant Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine. Why? Because she's transgender. Not because she's good. So that just gives you an idea. Again, let's make it represent America, but they don't have to be good. His assistant attorney general in charge of civil rights, Kirsten Clark, is the first black woman to be appointed to the position. She's a disciple of Farrakhan. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Aren't going to be released for nothing in exchange.
Didn't they also get 5 Iranians?
They will get 5 Iranians as well, yeah, Jackie.
Then we need to add $6 billion on top of that.
This is the deal that we were able to strike.
Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril.
Joe Biden just lit a match to the Middle East. Israel
has got to be on alert.
The news that the deal is moving forward is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle on Capitol Hill.
The way to avoid having hostages taken by Iran is to be strong and firm and resolute, and to not use carrots in the form of $6 billion, but to use sticks in the form of threats to things that Iran holds dear.
$6 billion they want released, and they're going to show us they're going to use it for humanitarian aid. There's no guarantees of that, so I'm very much concerned about this. So we're looking into it much deeper, but I'm very concerned.
Do you have concern that money is fungible?
I am. There is, obviously. Money is fungible.
The administration says this is limited to humanitarian aid, but they also acknowledge that funds are fungible, which means they can move them around and will aid them in being able to do other things. So people are very concerned.
It seems, you know, very clear to the critics on both sides on the Hill that money is fungible. That's the criticism.
Right.
And now President Raisi has added fuel to the fire that already existed of criticism by saying we're going to do anything we want with it.
But isn't it true that this frees Tehran up to spend more on other nefarious goals like supporting terrorism and boosting its nuclear program?
And it's, you know, I can't predict what they'll do going forward here.
As Nancy explained to you, money's fungible.
Right.
And so any financial relief can be used by the regime in another way, and that's why there is real controversy to this.
It's fungible. You couple that with the president of Iran saying, I'm going to use the money however I want to, where's that going to go? It's going to go into terror proxies. This will go into more terror operations where they try to kill Americans. They kill, you know, Israelis.
Money's fungible. This money is going to the Iran regime. It's a terrorist regime. It's the largest state sponsor of terrorism. And it's going to kill a lot of people, unfortunately.
You know, money is fungible, right? And So the Iranians will be able to use other funds for their illicit activities. We know they support terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas.
Money is absolutely fungible. So just because they can't use those exact dollars for the purpose they've laid out doesn't mean that they can't change their budgets on other parts of their humanitarian aid so that they're able to redirect that to areas where they can't use that money. Money is by definition fungible. And the other thing is this is absolutely a ransom payment.
Exiled son of Iran's last Shah calling history the best guide.
We saw what happened to the money that was released to the Iranian regime under the Obama administration. It went to further finance the regime's proxies in Syria and Lebanon.
You know, the administration claims these funds are limited to humanitarian transactions. We all know that transactions are difficult to monitor.
Iran's president, on the other hand, understands that money is fungible. Iran continues to funnel resources to terrorist proxies like Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza that attack Israel.
Money is fungible, so Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas.
Having trouble with the theme of that particular supercut. Are they saying that money is fungible? Are they saying that money once given to somebody can be used for anything you want it to be used for? Exactly. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Talking about Joe Biden's racist cabinet. And I left off on a lady named Clark. And she was hired by Biden as his first black woman to be appointed to the position of Assistant Attorney General in charge of civil rights. That's right. And in November of 2020, she said that collegiate policies permitting black students to be admitted under fair, lower academic standards than Asian students are critical for promoting diversity in an increasingly multi-ethnic society. Skin color over meritocracy. Lisa Thomas Greenfield, second black U.S. ambassador to the UN. And they write this: for those not addicted to the new racism in fashion in the Democratic Party, her maiden address to the UN General Assembly praising the malicious and historically illiterate 1619 Project is cause for alarm. Project was conceived by black racists, frames America as a nation defined by slavery and racism, and denies that white America played any role in liberating blacks or creating a society which has made them the richest, freest, most privileged blacks anywhere in the world, including Africa and the Caribbean. But naturally, she has praised the Marxist group Black Lives Matter as a noble movement for, quote, racial justice. Just want you to understand what's out there. Late in his presidency, they write, Donald Trump issued an executive order establishing the 1776 Commission, an advisory committee designed to encourage American schools to provide students with a patriotic education and to counter the narrative of critical race theory and this nonsense of the 1619 Project. Biden revoked Trump's executive order on the grounds that systematic racism has plagued our nations. This is what gets me. Oh, I just want to choke somebody. Joe Biden is promoting a racist education system. Everybody seems okay with it. Don't let people get ahead on merit, because how would we as blacks dare get ahead on merit? How would we do it? We have no clue. I mean, there's not enough role models. LeBron James, Steph Curry. How many more? Can you, not just athletes. People, black people are dominant in all kinds of walks of life. And where we're not dominant, we're certainly as capable of learning. Susan Rice, Joe Biden's newly appointed director of the United States Domestic Policy Council, warns Americans about how serious a problem we face from nationalists and white supremacists who have demonstrated a willingness to resort to violence in some incidents. Yeah, like with Jussie Smollett. Yeah. On January 26th of 2021, she said, For far too many, systematic racism and inequality in our economy, laws, institutions still puts the American dream far out of reach. She didn't explain if what she said is true, while the Biden administration isn't suing all those nationalists and white supremacists for practicing institutional and systematic racism, which has been outlawed for more than 50 years by the Civil Rights Act. You don't expect an answer, do you? I don't think you do. Something tells me you don't. Middle East policy. Joe Biden has diligently deployed skin color to racism when he put anti-Semites and supporters of the terrorist regimes in Tehran, the West Bank, and Gaza in charge. And chief among them is Susan Rice. In 2015, she publicly lauded the Iran nuclear deal as the most comprehensive and effective. Yeah, it is. In getting them the nukes. When President Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, Rice falsely stated, Iran has fully complied with its obligations. And she says it's been the most intrusive international inspection and monitoring regime in history, which means they got nukes. I love poking fun at this stuff because it's so bad. How about Samantha Power? A dedicated opponent of Israel and over USAID. And during a 2002 interview, she said that even if it meant alienating a domestic constituency of tremendous political and financial support, in other words, Jewish Americans, the U.S. should stop investing billions of dollars in serving Israel's military, should invest that money instead in the new state of Palestine. It's a region, by the way, not a state. And this group is responsible for mega terrorism. And I could go on and tell you person after person, racist after racist. Colin Kahl, K-H-A-L. You should look him up. Uzra Zeya, Wendy Sherman. Wendy Sherman called Yasser Arafat one of the most prolific Jew killers on the planet, the leader of a resistance movement. Yeah. And when they were suicide bombers against Israeli citizens, she called them nagging disruptions from the Palestinian side. You should look up these radicals. This is an article, by the way, written by Front Page, Front whatever. It's a Jewish organization. You should check them out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.